All right. Good evening to 26 people, I guess. It seems like are people saying that the notifications didn't go through normally? I mean, we tweeted and whatever, but normally we've got like at least like 60 or 80 people in the stream at the start, but it's a little intimate group here tonight.
Yeah. It's just going to be us.
Yeah. So Corey's on his laptop because he's paranoid about having his computer on during a storm.
Yeah. I mean, I'm like finished with this.
Yeah, I understand. I don't know what happened to it. Have you made backup copies of the project?
Yeah. I mean, of the project, but a lot of the media is, it's still on my internal hard drive. I have a lot of it duplicated onto an external hard drive, but this last week I've been working on it so much that I just haven't done a backup.
Yeah, well, and I've kept all of the interviews on the SD cards. I haven't the original SD cards that they were shot on. I haven't deleted those yet, but I'm hurting for card space, so I'm looking forward to formatting my cards. But yeah, so I mean, to those who are in this very small chat room right now that didn't know, this week Night Trap 25th anniversary was announced.
Yep.
And that is the secret project that we're working on. We are working on a documentary about Night Trap. We went to LA and interviewed the writer and director of Night Trap, and also the guy who is making the remaster, who just happens to live like 5 minutes from Corey's house.
Yeah, that's how we got how this whole thing kind of came together.
Yeah, so it's just kind of a bit of a crazy thing that's been going on. And Corey basically has the episode done. You're just waiting on the latest build of the game.
Yeah.
So
yeah,
you can get some new footage, but otherwise it's done.
Yeah, it is. I've been waiting on this, on the new build for a little while. So I've had a bunch of opportunities to kind of go back and polish it up a little bit. It is right now without the stuff for the new version, like placed in all the sound bites and everything and narrations in for that. I just need clips, mm-hmm. essentially. And it's just under 50 minutes.
That's crazy. Oh, so you shortened it a little bit because it was like 51.
It was 50 minutes and 11 seconds what you watched yesterday.
Uh-huh.
So I think it was just like a little tightening up of some sound bites and rearranging and stuff. It might be that same length, especially when, you know, I get this new footage in there. Because I have a little gap to kind of just show it, you know, with all the sound effects and everything in it.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, it's kind of a crazy project. Definitely a bit of a dream project for you. Like,
oh, absolutely.
I mean, you are the perfect person to be making a 50-minute documentary about Night Trap. You really are. I mean, it's a
big deal. I mean, I can't believe that we had this opportunity. And if you went back and, you know, 25 years ago and me 13 years old, tell me that one day I'd get to like be this involved in Night Trap. Because, you know, a lot of people say like, oh, why are they remaking this? I mean, as a 13-year-old, like me and my friends genuinely loved Night Trap. I mean, we used to play a game where we'd, you know, it was kind of like hide and seek, but we'd go around the house like we were augers. So I mean, it's my fandom towards the game is very, very real. So this is so cool that I get to do this.
But yeah. So what? Now what is this Adam Zay is saying about the documentary on the disc?
Right. It's too bad that couldn't happen, but We just decided to put the interview, like a cut down version of the interview. The interview was 2 hours long, and when you see the version that we put up, you'll understand the difference, because the interview in the game is just a 20 minute interview, edited interview with the co-creator and director.
It feels very much okay. So what? So that is getting on the printed disc version too.
Yes.
Okay. Okay. Yeah. So that we decided to make it a different thing because we thought that like some of the stuff that we wanted to do with the documentary just wouldn't necessarily be appropriate for putting in the game itself. Plus, it'd be just too long.
Yeah, and in a game where it's like all about video, you know, it's important to realize that, you know, video isn't like an engine. It like takes up space, especially if it's like higher resolution. So the file sizes get big, and if you put like an extra hour in the game, I mean, the game has an hour and a half or almost 2 hours of footage anyways. So putting another almost hour into that would increase the size quite a bit.
Yeah. So what's going in the game, it feels very much like a traditional like DVD special feature sort of thing. And it's just the interview with,
which is cool because
with the director. Yeah. It's actually, I mean,
it's kind of stuff in games anymore.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, there was definitely this period of time, I would say between like 2006, 2009, maybe, where you saw a lot of like on the Blu-ray disc, like behind the scenes stuff, like for Uncharted and stuff. And, you don't see that anymore. And so, it's kind of a neat throwback. And we decided we just want to put something different, something a little, you know, something that didn't necessarily have our voice in it, so to speak. Something a little more neutral, I guess.
And it's what, you know, what Tyler, the guy who's doing the remaster, wanted.
Yeah. Basically. So and I think it's really cool. It's just the director talking, but it's like edited down in a way where it really tells the behind the scenes story, and it's got lots of cutaways and B-roll and stuff. So it's cool. It's definitely cool. A cool bonus. But our documentary is going to be, that's on our channel, and it's only going to be on our channel. It's a lot more fleshed out and has extra interviews and lots of extra material. And it's
the interviews people interviewed are.
Huh?
Should we tell?
No, I mean, let's not tell. Let's. Okay. I mean, there's only three interviews. We have, you know, the director, we have the guy who is doing the remaster, and we have someone else. But let's, I think people are going to be like, what? When they see it. So I think they're going to be like, they're going to be really surprised. It's going to be something kind of unexpected. But
I'm very like the narrator. I only appear for about 18 seconds at the very beginning before the opening credits.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. But you're on camera because you got your new Panasonic GH5. Your on-camera appearance looks so good. Yeah, like you got the lighting really good, and the background is like just blurred right. I mean, it's just, it looks great. I mean, it's sort of the background we're looking at here, but at a much better angle. You know, you've got your Raiders and your Godzilla poster in the background.
Yeah. We are not going to be releasing a VCD filtered version because you wouldn't be able to see the kind of enhancements that are apparent on the new version.
Yeah, yeah. There's comparisons.
Version for the video.
Yeah, there's comparisons in this video. There's like a four-way comparison that shows not only the quality increase, but also the resolution increase. Like, you keep like the Sega CD and all like this really tiny size is representative of its actual native resolution.
Right.
And
in 1080p Mortis. No, it's like,
yeah. So it's you know,
I tweeted a picture of it from the account a few days ago. Yeah. It's spread out quite a bit.
Yeah, half the point of the documentary is to show Night Trap in a quality that people have never seen it before, because Corey's got the same digital master files that the guy who is doing the remake or remaster has. I mean, you have copies of those high quality files that are in the document.
You'll probably be able to see it better in our video than it will even appear in the game, because he has had to compress it a teeny little bit to fit into, to stream multiple streams of video at the same time. So he has to like he does have to compress it.
Plus, it's displayed within a monitor feed, just like in the original version. So it's not like it's going to be full screen, you know, because so you're going to be able to see ours full screen, full quality, you know. So it's our documentary is going to be the best place to see footage from Night Trap.
And I made sure to put as much in there as I possibly could.
Yeah.
It was shot on film, but it was transferred to video. And nobody knows what the film is now.
And part of the thing is it's as far as I understand it, I haven't quite wrapped my head around this, but the event timings is part of it's encoded into the tape masters and the digital transfer of those tape masters. That is embedded in it.
The way it works out. Right. There's four tapes. And if you line them up perfectly, they will play out the events. And also, you know, when you capture an auger, you let them pass, you'll see where the capture scene plays on a different track, where it switches. It's pretty crazy.
Yeah. So, in other words, it would not only would enough people have to care to retransfer that film. If it's ever discovered, but then it would be a tremendous amount of extra effort to set the timings for everything and relink the whole thing again.
Yeah, I mean, I think if the master film was somehow discovered, I think it would be worth doing that.
It would be worth doing, but it would be worth doing. I would say it would be worth doing from just an archival point of view. But the reality is anyone actually going to do that?
Yeah. Or if it even shows up.
Yeah. So in all likelihood, I would say 90% chance, you know, Night Trap will probably never look better.
Yes. Exactly. And, you know, it's so cool being able to see this. You know, it's funny because I've had this footage, I feel like I've had it since December.
Yeah, I mean, it's...
Things are going to happen, and then when we had to suddenly plan this trip so quick, because we got approved for this interview, and basically we bought our tickets and everything...
And within, left like a week and a half later.
Yeah.
The guy, the director, he was going to be out of the country for like 3 months within a few weeks.
The only time we could go.
Yeah. So if we wanted to get this done before the game came out, we didn't really have a choice about when we did it.
Right. Yeah. I mean, it's been pretty crazy. And, you know, I didn't think it was going to be a super hard edit, but it ended up being, you know, there's a lot of stuff in there. Mm-hmm. The sound bites were a lot to chop up.
Yeah.
But I feel like it's going to be a defining moment for our channel to release the video.
Yeah, we're excited about releasing it. Well, I guess
we're excited for what it means for the future, like perhaps getting more of these opportunities.
Yeah. I think it's going to be of a quality that's going to make it easy to approach other people and be like, we want to do a documentary on your stuff.
Right.
You know, so we're excited about it. And, you know, as always, you know, Patreon, this would absolutely 100% have never happened if not for Patreon.
Right.
There, and I mean, it's, you know,
it's kind of fun because I went through the whole task of like listing every single one of our patrons at the end of this video.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's cool. All right, well, I'm going to go ahead and I know we haven't talked about Shadow of the Ninja at all yet, but here's Shadow of the Ninja. I guess I'll.
We were supposed to have Game Dave with us tonight, but he ended up having, I don't want to say this. I mean, he ended up having something else that he had to take care of.
I hold on. I need to swap a wire back here that I forgot to swap.
What?
There we go.
I mean, this whole Night Trap thing is something that I've just been obsessively thinking about it for so long. Like last week, I had a lot to do when I got back, and you know, I feel like I that got a lot done. I mean, I think that I was pretty much editing like all week. That, you know, my kids went to daycare and an extra day so I could get more time in. I always thought the first level, this was so cool with the rain. That's a lot of rain.
Yeah, I have not played very much of this game.
Tough.
Yeah, the bit that I have played. Is there a way to switch off of shurikens? Like, can I conserve them?
I don't know, maybe select?
No, I think if I have them, I just use them.
I wonder why the stream notification didn't go out.
Whatever
it is. Maybe something with your setup because you haven't streamed in so long. I can't even think last time you streamed.
It was with Kevtris.
Oh wow. Okay.
Which was a very well attended stream.
Yeah. Maybe our third highest at this point. Maybe our second highest. I think our highest is still the Saturn episode.
That was just by ourselves.
It's like I'm trying to keep my face in the camera. It's kind of fun. I can actually walk around again. So I can go in the other room and sit if I want. Another reason like I'm not streaming tonight is because I feel like I might be getting sick. My wife and then my kids all had strep throat last week. I'm the last one. And I feel like I kind of got a fever. And it's only a matter of time. My whole body hurts. Luckily, the video is pretty much done. Ideally, the video will be out at some point this week. It kind of, it really depends on, I mean, I guess it's, apparently, he has an agreement with Sony, their the PS blog, who are supposed to announce a lot of the features in a blog post. So I'm kind of stuck waiting for them to release that blog before I put the episode out. Even though, you know, honestly, I only spend about 7-8 minutes on the new version in it. We were very, very focused on more of the making of it, more so than the controversy, because we felt like controversy is something that has been covered so much.
No one really just talks about Night Trap itself.
Yeah, because it's like such an interesting, you know, when it was getting made, you know, it's the first time they're doing a lot of this stuff.
Yeah.
So I think that's one of the reasons also that the interview felt so much more relaxed, is because it wasn't just like, oh, let's talk about this. It was kind of like, tell me about what it was like for you to make this game. And I think that nobody really talks to any of the creators about that kind of stuff that gets jumped on.
Yeah. The one time that I played this game was with our friend Drumble, and this game has co-op. And I wasn't really sure what I thought of the game at first, because it has co-op, but it feels inadvised to actually play that way.
Yeah. Oh, really?
It doesn't... The way the enemy behavior is and stuff just does not lend itself to co-op. I feel like a lot of the enemy behavior in this game is a little bit unique. They don't necessarily act like you would maybe expect. Mm-hmm. But I've not played, like, really, I would say, beyond this point, and am I going to die?
I think it has limited continues, too.
Yeah, it does. So, I don't... there's 5 continues, it looks like. I think there's only, like, 5 levels, though. So, I mean... Okay, so this guy just pushes you around. He doesn't actually hurt you.
Is there any Nemo tidbits in this? Yeah, I mean, there's a bit. Nothing too crazy that's not known.
Yeah, I mean, it's not like we show the Nemo system or anything.
Yeah, I mean, that'd be cool.
I don't even know if...
No, there's no pictures out there of it.
I mean, it may have not even really been developed, like, in terms of, like, the externals.
Yeah, having a form factor.
Yeah.
He just describes it as a wafer. This sits on top of your VCR.
Yeah, I mean, it sounds like it kind of could have just worked with any VCR, or maybe it was just something that they would sell to manufacturers to insert into the VCR. I don't know. He didn't go into great detail about how the hardware itself would work.
Yeah. Well, I mean, it's 60 fields per second, and that's divided into 15 per video track. So really, the Sega CD, you know, is running at 15 frames a second, so it's probably pretty close in terms of how it would look.
Yeah.
Oh, you don't die if you fall down there. Interesting.
Yeah, it's weird. I don't know why that happened.
It seems surprisingly like a modern, pretty modern mechanic.
It's like when you fall in a pit in Zelda.
Yeah.
What's going on here? This is a huge boss room.
But it's pretty cool. I mean, there's a lot of unseen production images. I mean, actually, there's only one production image of them actually, like, on set, which I think is pretty cool. But I mean, there's, you know, when they were pitching the idea.
Yeah, where was that one video clip, like, in that board meeting? Like, where'd that come from?
That's on the game discs.
Oh, right. But it's not, there's no way to access it other than just like...
Well, you can if you input a specific code in on the In Memory of Steven Hazenfeld image at the when you get a game over.
Ah. Or
the game, at the end of the credits. I guess what is probably, and I guess when talking about the Nemo, is that we have all the production footage from Scene of the Crime.
Mm-hmm.
Which is the game that they use to pitch Night Trap, and just, you know, as their first kind of demo.
Yeah, and it's like a 5-minute story or something.
Yeah, it's like 5-6 minutes.
And there's only one outcome, I think, right?
No, I guess there's supposed to be multiple.
Oh, so it's kind of like Clue in a way.
Yeah. So you get to see that, like, in our video. And that's never been seen, really, outside of Hasbro.
And it's going to be playable in...
Shh! No, we're not supposed to say that.
Oh.
We're not supposed to announce any features that aren't known. So, good thing, I guess, there's only 66 people in here watching this thing.
I didn't say anything.
Yeah, Night Trap is playing in this.
Yeah.
But it's cool that we're able to show it. And what else? There's a... it's just a lot of stuff about the making of it, which I think is so cool. How they had to, like, really make it... Shoot it so bright because of the... They're so afraid it was going to pixelate.
Right, which obviously it did. I don't know what it was expected to look like on the Nemo, though. Like, would it have been pixelated there or not? Or would it just look like regular VCR footage?
I have no idea. I mean, I wish we could have done that. I mean, we could have, like, seen what it looked like, but it sadly doesn't even exist. We were hoping that we'd get Tom Zito as well, and Rob Phillip. They were... Jim Riley, the guy that we interviewed, asked them if they could do it, and Tom Zito could not make it down. I tried several times to get in contact with him, and then Jim tried him and said, oh, he couldn't make it down. So, it is what it is. I think that after he sees it, he's going to wish he could have taken part. But it's all right. Do we think it will cause us to blow up? I mean, it's very, very possible. I mean,
it's all a level of that I don't think we've really done before.
Yeah, no, well, a lot of people never do. I mean, I think of when you look at something like when Happy Console Gamer had the that beta of the South Park game.
Mm-hmm.
That was on his channel. It was just like randomly on a Xbox system. I mean, that got like 700,000 views or something because it was.
I'm not expecting that many views.
To be like, yeah.
I really don't know what to expect, but I think it's going to be.
It's going to be a game changer.
Yeah, I mean, this, like, we have really wanted for a long time for, like, right now, like, you know, yeah, we do a variety of videos, but, like, RGB is, like, our main pillar.
Right.
And my hope, we've wanted stuff like this to be bigger for us for a long time.
It's just, you need to be doing it for a bit to, like, really have those doors open for you.
Right.
And this is that kind of thing.
Right, right. I'm hoping that this will, like, kind of firmly establish, like, you know, RGB and documentaries as, like, our two main pillars on the channel, rather than just, like, oh, we're just the guys that talk about RGB. Which we, I mean, is a great niche to have. Yeah, it's certainly a great thing for us to have, but I would like it to be known for more than one thing.
Right. Exactly. And, you know, like our game stuff, like people definitely like those a lot too, but, you know, those are our least viewed stuff.
Right,
but that's fine. That's totally fine.
It's fine because they take a lot less effort to do.
And they're fun, and we like doing it, you know?
Yeah.
We were unsure if this was even going to be a documentary, but I think you feel like it now that you see it. You feel like it's definitely.
Oh yeah, yeah, yeah. Well, I mean, when you start editing it, you went into the mindset of that. That's what you were going to do with it.
Yeah.
But originally, we were, you know, like the Ren Miller and Myst video that I did. I was almost 2 years ago at this point.
Crazy. This August it was again.
Yeah. It it was really. Can I? This level's pretty hard. Like this level's a lot harder.
I think you're not focusing enough on it.
Well, I mean, granted, I've been I've been playing a 100-hour RPG for the past 2 weeks. So, action game might be a little out of my wheelhouse at the moment.
How did it go from failed Kickstarter to yeah, it's happening? Basically, this guy Tyler was working on. He did Android ports of Double Switch and Quarterback Attack with Mike Ditka.
And if everyone goes and buys it right now, you'll probably like triple the total sales of those games so
yeah,
far.
Yeah, nobody knows to leave it out.
Yeah.
But he did both of those, and then he. He just like had a little bit of downtime and somebody said, oh, you should just, why don't you do it to Night Trap? And he like reverse engineered it and got like the first disc worth of stuff working in like a couple of days. And then he just like put a YouTube video up randomly without any kind of like fanfare or anything. And it caught some attention. Tom Zito saw it and they got in touch with each other and then they worked out a deal. So he's just like a one-man operation. And he just did it on his own, essentially, you know, and ask for permission like afterwards. So, I mean, it's nothing too crazy behind it, but it's still, you know, we spent a little bit of time on the Kickstarter. In the video, but, and only about 7 minutes is on the controversy. So it's kind of neat being able to see, you know, like the whole controversial bathroom scene in full resolution like that. Which, you know, I feel like they had full resolution, you kind of see a little bit more than I was kind of expecting.
Yeah, but it's still
super tame. Yeah. And it's you know, just to show how tame it is, I mean, the game has gotten a T rating.
Yeah. You know, for being kind of the game that made, or well, one of a few games that made the ESRB.
Yeah, it was basically, you know, it's all games that had digitized graphics. It's like Night Trap and Mortal Kombat and what is it with the Justifier?
Lethal Enforcers.
Yep. Those are the main ones.
Finally got to another stage. Yeah, what's this guy going to
do? Yeah, no, like nobody who was involved in the Kickstarter was awesome. He just did it himself, and they said, "Oh,
right, yeah." I mean, there were no funds raised for this.
Right.
It wasn't like, well, where did they find the money? It was just one guy that was like, "I'm just going to do this for the heck of it."
In a perfect world, I don't know if this is going to happen. I mean, I've talked to him about it. If our episode can come out this week, I'm going to see if Tyler wants to come here next Sunday and maybe we can play the game on stream. We'll see, though. I don't know if it's going to happen. Let's not get excited. But that'd be awesome. Good.
Well, maybe we can at least do it when it comes out. If not, then.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. You know, it's so funny, though, you know, like some of the big fans are just like, I can't believe like nobody even talked about this. And, you know, it's been hard knowing that we know and not able to tell anybody. Like Greg Seward from Generation 16 says, how could you not tell me about this? Because he's a huge fan.
Yeah.
I saw somebody ask what the next RGB is. Next RGB is going to be Saturn. I've already decided it in my mind, and you know, we both decided it. And like essentially, when this episode comes out, I'm going to go directly into working on that.
Yeah, you know, I had a hard time like after our trip and Zelda and everything. Like I just had a hard time getting.
It happened after Persona.
Well, the thing is, like I've been spending like the last like 2 weeks plus just like basically doing nothing but playing Persona.
I know you're like impossible to get a hold of.
Well, I felt in need of shutting out the world for a while.
Yeah, that was fine.
I mean, all you gotta do is text me and I'll hear it. Yeah, so I'm feeling in the mode now. Like I'm feeling in the mode to like get back into the swing of things.
Good.
I don't know. I was just in March. I just wasn't. Well, it was hard. Like I feel like I started feeling it a little bit more as I was like actually kind of finishing the Switchers episode. Like I started feeling a little more inspired again. I'll admit I was not that enthusiastic about the Switchers episode at first.
You couldn't really tell.
Yeah, well, I mean, I did some fun little things in it, I think, just to keep myself interested, you know, some little silly things in it.
Right.
But it was, I mean, come on, we're talking about Switchers, like, how exciting is that, you know?
Right. In terms of the Saturn, yeah, it does have native RGB output. We're going to test as many different models as we can. You know, I have a version 1 and version 2 in a Japanese version 2. We're going to borrow a couple of other ones. But I think that relatively it's going to be pretty easy.
Yeah,
I think it's going to be a good place for us to talk about the 240p. 480i switching,
which is I guess the main thing, because I think it happens more often on Saturn than
I mean
the signal just drops on black screens or something like that.
I mean, it happens kind of often in certain games. It's going to cause some games to be completely unplayable. Like we experienced it when we did when I tried to play Die Hard Arcade.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, it just, it, was it every time it went to a black screen or something?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, yeah, there's, this old console is the one that's letting us borrow the Victor Saturn.
Ah.
Which is not, you know, it's just nothing too different about it.
But it's just a thing you don't really see.
Right. One of my favorite kind of things that I didn't even know about Night Trap before going into this is that there is a fully dubbed Japanese version.
Yes, and you bought it. It's not even expensive.
Yeah. It, no, it's like, it was like, it was complete with like spy card and everything. It was like $15.
And it, like, the dub is hilarious too.
Oh, it's great.
you even have a clip from it up.
Yep. Yeah, I had no idea that it existed, though. But the whole game was completely dubbed. So maybe there will be a Japanese release on the PS4. Although the audio will be compressed.
I wonder where, I mean, if there's anywhere they could pull the audio from other than the Sega CD disc.
Yeah, I mean, I think that's it, probably. It's kind of unfortunate that a lot of the source materials are kind of spread out. You saw that Limited Run had to recreate the original box art because a private collector bought the original piece. I think it might have been a dentist that has it.
Yeah.
And just like different people have different stuff. And you know, it's unfortunate that I know it exists somewhere. Because there's a documentary released in 95 called Dangerous Games that is just about the congressional hearings, and it has all these like kind of outtakes and mess ups. And yeah, I wish that we had access to that kind of stuff. That would have been awesome to do a show. But there's this one at the very end. There's this one soundbite from that documentary that I just think is the most hilarious thing. And I had to put it in our video. It just like plays during the ending. Whereas James Riley in 95 saying, I'm going to see it in 20 years. Somebody's going to call me up and say, I want to talk about Night Trap. In a million years.
And he's like rolling his eyes.
Yeah. You know? It's like, oh, that's us. That's us that he's talking about. And we are those people.
Yeah. He missed it by only 2 years. It was 22 years later.
Yeah. So it's pretty funny, the timing up.
Yeah. I love how like you fade out on it. It's like eyes are rolling.
Yeah. Well, that's because of what it does in the actual source video.
Yeah.
I smoothed it out a bit.
But just the timing is just comic gold.
Yeah. Yeah. I cannot wait till people get to see it. I think I might be more proud of it than any other video I've ever done.
I mean, you probably should be.
I mean, the Limited Run episode, I'm still very proud of that one. But this is, like, next level.
No, I mean, and it's just the effort we went through to get the material for it is unlike anything we've done before.
Yeah. What is Rob Phillips' reasoning? I don't know. I mean, I didn't talk to him. James just tried to see if... What he tried to do is get them both to come down and join us for, like, the interview segment. I mean, I can't even imagine if we tried to, like, shoot everybody. That would have been amazing. But it would have so much material.
Yeah, and tracking down the actors was just...
Oh, yeah. I mean, we tried several actors. Some of them just like didn't respond to my messages. Well, all of them didn't respond to my messages. I've heard from the, I think a lot of the girls probably get a lot of requests.
Well, and we heard from someone who has the same name as one of the actresses who says that like people just like don't believe her. Like, we heard through someone else, though, that, like, people just don't believe her when they're, when she's like, no, that's not me. And they're like, no, it is.
And it's, and they probably, like, you know, the actors probably actually got really sick of that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
And they won't even talk about it for a second. I mean, I tried, I found the person who plays Sarah Martin on Facebook. And she just didn't even read the message.
But you're pretty sure that was her.
Oh, yeah, that definitely was her. The video should... I think you dropped some frames there for a minute, but it should be okay now.
Oh, yeah, it looks like it did, but it seems to be fine now. Does it look okay? I mean, I know it's only 720p, but I tried to do 60 frames.
Yeah, I'm watching 240p. I don't know. I mean, yeah, it would have been awesome to have like another person, but we had more than enough Jim Riley stuff that we were able to, you know, cover everything pretty conclusively. But, you know, I'll always look at it and be like, if we just got these other people, we would have been able to have like the best documentary like that could ever be made on this stuff. And now I always feel like, oh, it would have been awesome if we could have had these other people.
Yeah, but still.
Tri lives outside of Charlotte. And I think LGR lives in Asheville area.
Yeah.
Or he did it.
Yeah, that's probably like 2.5 to 3 hours from me.
We were supposed to go PVM shopping with him, hunting.
Yeah.
It just it hasn't happened. But I think it will happen at some point, maybe. Yeah, it would have been awesome to interview the actors. But we tried. We really tried.
We tried to make it more than just Jim Riley, but, you know, it is what it is. We did our best. You cannot say we did not try. We really did. We were admittedly a little bit disappointed we didn't get more, but, like, still, like, everything, I think, turned out really well, ultimately.
Right, yeah, the game was, I mean, the footage was shot in 87. So, I mean, there was five-year gap before it even was released. But... I don't know. I mean, seeing... Was it going on at MAGFest? I had the footage then. I mean, I've known about this. I mean, he's been working on it since... It was like September or something like that.
I mean, you learned a little bit about it when we did our stream, right?
Well, no. I mean, it's so random how this even came together. I love telling this story because it is so out of nowhere. If you remember, if anybody who's watching, like, watched our stream that we did in January of 2016, we did a stream of Night Trap. And I had my friend Dave on, who was was porting Night Trap on his lunch breaks to HTML5.
Just for fun.
Just for fun. And because he was doing that, he was kind of like involved in this group of like Night Trap people who like made it and stuff. And there's this guy Tyler in there who was in our stream, and like through a complete coincidence, like lives down the road from me.
Right. And it's so weird how you figured that out too.
We figured it out because he was saying, oh, you know, like I don't really watch many streams, but a guy I know is streaming like every NES game ever made on Wednesday nights or whatever, and every NES game and beating them in, you know, like in release order or something like that, or in alphabetical order. And it turned out that the guy he was talking about, like, I knew it sounded familiar, and he was talking about this guy Jesse Baker, who runs this place called Arcade Legacy here in Cincinnati. And then right after that, you know, he messaged on Facebook a little bit, and he's like, I live in Newport, Kentucky, which is where I live. Yeah, the thing that we tried for at MAGFest was David Fox. So close.
Yeah.
That's a story for another time.
Yeah, I mean, I've told the whole story on stream before, but it's a bit of an exhausting story to tell.
Yeah. That would have been a huge get for us.
Yeah.
But you know what? I feel like after this Night Trap, we have like a list of things that we want to do. So hopefully, just the, you know, having this video come out is going to open up a lot of opportunities. I mean, I feel really good about it. I mean, the stuff that Danny O'Dwyer is doing with NoClip, you know, it's a big inspiration to us. And I would love to be able to do that for like some more like retro stuff. So if we could do that kind of stuff for retro. Of course, they have quite a bit more funding than we do.
Yeah, but it's a start. Like,
the amount of funding that we have significantly, too. Well, we will see. We'll see. This guy is... How do you get that guy?
I don't know. I mean, with my current weapon, it seemed like I couldn't even break that box. I was wondering if it was... health. Like, these guys that throw the boomerangs are super annoying. Like, the boomerang takes, like, 50 hits to... destroy. Like, a lot of enemies just seem to take so many hits to destroy, it's like I may as well just like run past them or just take a hit. And
yeah,
it's like I take fewer hits just running past some enemies.
Yeah, it's more worth it doing that than trying to figure out
but you know, Ninja Gaiden Shadow on Game Boy started off as a sequel to this, or a port or something. And then I guess Tecmo just bought the rights to it or something, and they turned it into Ninja Gaiden. But the, like,
very easy to, do they play similarly?
I mean, it to some extent maybe. Like, the big difference with Ninja Gaiden is that you've got this, like, grappling hook that, you know, obviously that wouldn't be very much like... You've got this grappling hook and can kind of, like, grab and hang from stuff like you can in this, except, you know, you couldn't do the grappling. You can't, like, just, like, shoot straight up and grab something. Like, you can only jump in this, but... You can kind of see how it's sort of a follow-up. That game is not that hard. Like, the last level or two is somewhat difficult. The final boss is somewhat difficult, but...
I like all Ninja Gaiden.
Yeah, but I mean, the game overall is actually very easy. Like, the first three levels are so easy.
The Night Trap, it's very, very faithful to the original. There's a lot of cool stuff in there for old fans. And there's a lot of, you know, it's important for him to, like, cater to, like, the old fans, but also kind of make it appealing to the...
I'm not sure why that guy wasn't taking any damage.
It'll be interesting to see how well it does. I mean, the person we interviewed, that we haven't said who it is, kind of made this same kind of correlation of how.
Oh, there's something here. Cool.
The, I mean, I don't know.
Right?
The, very close to Five Nights at Freddy's, which I don't even know how it plays. I never really followed it too much, so I don't really know. But fans of that game might think that it's interesting. But it's pretty faithful.
Can you look up how I'm supposed to fight this guy? Because he's not taking, he doesn't appear to be taking any damage.
Yeah. What level is this?
3-3.
Oh, wow.
This is my last life for the continue. I at least like to figure out how to hurt this guy. I can hit him a bunch of times and then he blows up and then reassembles, but like his health bar doesn't go down at all. Oh, someone says he starts taking damage after you knock him apart a few times, so he's just got more health than the bar shows.
Yep.
Huh.
You know, it's funny. I just like did a search on YouTube for Shadow of the Ninja, and our stream shows up as the top hit.
I wonder if it's because you're logged in as us, though. Like, because I've tested that a few times. Like, it shows you. Like, when you search for stuff, it seems to like favor your own stuff. Like in searches, like you gotta log in as another account to get a better idea for like how prominent you're actually.
I never tried doing that thing where you can see if any of your videos have been show up in like the restricted mode or something. I wonder if any of our videos show up are banned in restricted mode. There is save points. I think that's probably fine for me to say. There's certain things I can't tell you, because you gotta wait until Sony releases their blog on it. There's a checkpoint. I think that it's where the disc changes, and you can stop and quit and resume there. Which, I mean, is really only like 20 minutes.
What percent of the game is disc one?
A lot more than you might think. I'm pretty sure, but I don't know exactly. I remember when I was ripping videos for it, for this video, that I was surprised at the amount of stuff that is on disc one.
I mean, you know, obviously it's a totally different type of game, but like, you know, whenever I think of like RPGs on PS1, like disc one is always like the vast majority of the game.
Yeah, and then disc two is kind of like the open world part.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, it's like all the extra stuff you can go do. That's what, you know, like that's what disc three is for Final Fantasy VII.
Yeah.
There's not very much story on it. It's just
the end of the game. Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, same with 8, and well, pretty much with 8. 8 and 9, I mean, is basically just pretty much the final dungeon, though 8's disc change is a kind of an odd spot. It's like in the middle of a dungeon. Should have kept my sword.
Yeah, I wonder if the notifications have gone out, or people, just 86 people have said,
oh.
He's getting the stream, huh? So how many hours are you in Persona now?
98.
Holy cow. So you gotta be pretty close to the end.
Yeah, well, our buddy that Duke, I think, said he'd be at 98 hours, so I've got to be close. I mean, I know I'm close. Like, there is obviously not much left, but I don't think the big thing I'm about to do is definitely not quite going to be the end. But I'm really close.
That's crazy. I mean, I don't even know what I'm gonna play like after this video is done. It's weird, you know. I always feel like I don't even want to play a game after I finish doing a video. Sometimes I do.
You feel like what?
Like I don't even want to play a game for a minute. You know, like I now that I'm kind of in a holding pattern with this video, I mean, I could have like started a game. Uh-huh. I still got a Mystical Ninja. I'm so close.
Oh yeah.
But I ended up just like watching TV last night. And immediately fell asleep. I mean, I've been up until like 2:30, like until like 2:30 or later.
I should have just ran by that guy forever and go, because there's so many enemies in this game that you're just so much better off just running past.
Yeah.
But, you know, it's crazy how there's no lives. Like, everything just continues.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
So you only get 5 lives, essentially.
Yeah.
So does that mean that you're officially going to put this on your now playing after this?
Yeah, yeah. I mean, I you know, after I beat Persona, I'll probably just spend a couple hours one evening trying to finish this. I mean, it looks like I'm over halfway through. I think there's like 5 levels or something, so...
What did you play on the Backlogger stream this last week? What was the game?
What did we play?
I don't know. That's what I'm asking.
Gosh, what was it?
I don't know. talked a little bit on Instant Messenger about the possible Mega Man Legacy Collection 2.
Oh yeah, yeah.
Would have like a physical version of 9 and 10.
I know, but I can't believe that they are announcing physical copies of that stuff. Like Disney Afternoon, like I just took for granted. Like, I just thought it was a given that it was going to be a physical copy. When it released suddenly, I was like, wait, that's out now?
Yeah, I mean, I didn't even know it came out either. I still even played Dragon's Trap. Because I didn't want to get it while I was working on this Night Trap video, because I didn't want to get distracted, you know?
Yeah, but, like, I'm shocked that they didn't announce a physical copy.
Well, I don't know how well the Mega Man Legacy Collection physical copy did. Maybe, I mean, you know, it's weird because I always thought that Disney had like a weird thing with always having to have a physical copy, because like with the Kingdom Hearts games, they weren't allowed to release them digitally.
It was just one of them. It was just the PSP one, I think. There was some issue.
Well, they weren't with the PS3 ports. They weren't allowed to make PS2 classic versions of it.
But Birth by Sleep finally ended up on one of the HD collections.
Right, it's on 2.
But that was like, that game was a big problem for a long time, because the only system you could play it on was PSP, and only as a... physical copy, which, you know, with PSP can be actually a bit of a hassle.
Super J-Man, he ran out of continues at the start of it. Is that he will play and play it again. Keep on trying.
Yep.
It's funny because you got a comment about that
recently. Oh, yeah. Like, someone was like,
definitely.
Like, I just I made some comment about having beaten Battletoads
without warps or something like
that. Without any warps or cheats. And someone was like, what? No.
Yeah.
I'm like, yeah. He's like, did you seriously just play it? And then every time you die, you just play it again and just got a little farther every time? And I'm like, yeah.
It's like, that's what we used to do.
That's what you used to do as a kid back in the day. Is this just what our generation's like, you know, uphill both ways in the snow story? Like, I mean, the thing is, it was only like, I don't know, like 8 years ago that I did Battletoads.
Yeah, I mean, it was right around the time I got married, because that's when I started watching your streams.
Yeah.
Who would have even thought that 8 years after beating Battletoads, we'd be making a documentary trap? And 8 years, if you went back to yourself 8 years ago and said, you know, you're gonna meet this person because of this website. Then you're gonna make a documentary about night travel. Christ, what's night travel?
No, I would have been like, ew, I don't even like Sega very much. I'm just gonna run this guy.
I do gotta get Wonder Boy though. I said I was gonna get day one, and now
why does you know that hook thing is like so useful and just, but it's very fiddly.
So on our Facebook, Matt Steinberg just posted a picture, a comment on our page saying, like, listen to your lovely voices on stream while playing some Shadow of the Ninja by myself. And it's like a picture of his game room of us on his main TV, and his Shadow of the Ninja is on his side TV.
It's probably getting further than me.
Probably. That's just funny. I'm seeing our stream in somebody else's room as it's happening. It's a pretty cool setup you got there, though. It looks like it might be in a basement. Much nicer basement that probably doesn't flood like that. This is being played down in real life. Yes.
Yep.
An RGB modded. Yes.
I am expecting both my RGB PC Engine interface unit and
an HDMI
NES from Voltar tomorrow.
Oh man, I love getting packages in the mail like that.
I'm just gonna run past this guy. I think a good bit of this game is just learning who to run past.
$100. I mean, I can't even believe you put 100 hours in that game in 2 weeks. I can't even imagine.
Yeah, I mean, I was determined, you know?
Hey.
Huh?
You know, even with two kids, where there's a will, there's a way. You know, if you want to play something, you'll make the time. Stay up late or do something.
I mean, you beat Persona 4, but that was when you were still commuting. And you played on the
Vita. Yeah, but I mean, and, you know, my daughter's still pretty, she's still pretty new at that point. I mean, I feel like I beat Persona right before we went to our first MAGFest.
Yeah. Because I remember we were talking about it at dinner.
Yeah. Because I just beat it. That was, I think it was the day after New Year's Day. And I beat that game on New Year's Day. It's 5 years ago.
Wow.
It's crazy. It looks like you played Shattered Soldier.
Yeah. It was a directorship, so we were asked to play that.
I'm surprised you didn't play some Neo.
Well, I tried to talk him into it. He was like, well, I'll make you do that another time.
I mean, does Drum know about the helicopter sequence?
I'm trying to keep that a secret. I am excited for him to discover it.
Unless he's watching right now. He might.
Well, but that still doesn't tell the whole story.
No.
There's a helicopter sequence. So what? There isn't like every Contra game.
That's true. I mean, you can't just like tell somebody about it. You got to see it for yourself.
Yeah. It's an experience. We also played some Fast Draw Showdown, the PS3 version, with a PlayStation Move.
That's cool. I didn't even know you had
that. Yeah.
Do you have Mad Dog McCree on the Wii?
I don't, but I should get it. I've played it. Drum has it.
Okay. I mean, I guess I have it too, but I haven't played it yet.
Yeah, I definitely should get that. I'd love to do a documentary on all those. What was it? American Laser Games?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
That would be a fun documentary.
When I was at the Arcade Legacy shooting some video the other day for this upcoming episode, I made it kind of a point to shoot some kind of interesting 4K handheld shots of the, like I showed it when you were there, the Holosseum, the hologram.
Oh, yeah, game. Yeah, yeah.
And, you know, just like shooting video of it, it's just kind of cool looking. You can kind of move around and kind of see how it looks like it's just like floating there.
Mm-hmm.
I might put that like on the B-roll channel because I think people might, in 4K, like I think that might be something that people might be able to use for something. We gotta update that big time.
Yeah, we've been slacking.
Well, I mean, I think it's just because we've had other things going on. And we haven't done any like real game focused episodes lately. I mean, it's not like I can upload Nitro. It'd be funny if I could upload this raw footage. But
that might be a bit much.
CDI, that's something I need to get. There's one Arcade Legacy, it's like $80 though. I had to borrow a Laserdisc player for this. And I bought a couple of Laserdiscs myself just to, you know, so I have them on hand. I'm waiting to buy a Laserdisc player until I find something that is supposed to be better. I asked the guy from Retro for Reality if this was a good Laserdisc player that I was borrowing. And he says, oh, I guess they're kind of prone to failure.
Aw.
I'm like, okay, I'll just wait until I can find one that I'd rather have. I'll grab my Laserdisc. Did I tell you what I bought?
You did, but I forget. What was it, Alien and something else, maybe?
Yeah, I mean, they were $3 a piece.
Did you get the... You got them with the sleeve and everything?
Oh, yeah. I'll show you. That's cool. I just put them down on my records. I got a... first one I got was Alien.
Yeah, let me put you big screen.
You don't have to. That's fine. I just think it's cool that it's like these things are so big. This one looks like it's got some stuff on it. They're a lot thicker feeling than I would expect.
They're thicker than a CD?
Oh yeah, a lot thicker actually.
Really? Huh.
I mean,
interesting.
I guess they'd have to be for this being this size. But I mean, these are all $3. So I guess most laser discs are pretty cheap. But occasionally you'll get some expensive ones. Like he had the Big Lebowski, which I guess is an expensive one.
Huh, I feel like that movie is too late to be released on Laserdisc.
No.
What year is that? Definitely.
I was still in high school, I think. Really? I think it's 97. Yeah.
I thought that was a 2000s movie for some reason.
I got the deluxe letterboxed edition of 2001, A Space Odyssey. This is cool. It's kind of like it folds open. You know, it's so cool because it feels like it looks like a record. You know, you pull it out, you got the sleeves and everything. MGM Laserdisc Hits. I mean, this is awesome. It's just something cool to have, you know? And you are not a fan of this movie.
No, but I saw it one time. I was in high school. It was not what I expected. I absolutely hated that, especially that part at the end. It's just like psychedelic colors for like 30 minutes.
Yeah.
I'm just like,
yeah,
but you know, this needs to end.
Well, in the 60s, they used to, you know, people used to take some drugs and go and just watch that part.
I'm sure. I mean, it seriously felt like the longest thing. It was just like, okay. I mean, for a while, it's like, okay, you know, whatever. And then it's like, oh my gosh, it's not ending.
Yeah.
Why is this not ending?
Well, that's all the knowledge of time and space going into his brain. And he's, like, experiencing his entire life simultaneously.
As a high schooler, my only concept of sci-fi at the time was Star Wars. It was just not what I wanted to watch at all.
Yeah, well, I mean, it's important to realize that, you know, the effects in that movie, you know, 10 years before Star Wars.
Mm-hmm. Well, was exactly why I watched it, because me and some friends were making a... Our school competed in a competition called History Day, where like you could make like various kinds of projects and compete in like a school-wide competition and then a statewide competition and then a nationwide competition.
Uh-huh.
For like various types of history projects, and like I actually went to the national one for I can't even remember what it was. It was like in like eighth grade, I want to say. But then we did it again, I think, in 11th grade, and we got to the state competition. We did a video. We were doing it on, like, the history of special effects.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, we knew that 2001 was kind of a bit of a landmark special effects movie.
Right.
And so that's why I watched it, and I'm just like, this is not what I was expecting.
But you can see, like, you know, the effects. I mean, consider this. I mean, obviously, the circumstances and... You know, the budgets and the talent involved are very different. But consider that 2001 came out the same year as Night of the Living Dead came out.
That is pretty crazy.
I mean, Night of the Living Dead is like a totally independent film anyways. But still, like, it's just, it's crazy to think they both came out in 68. And the last movie I got is one of my favorite movies of all time. That is The Crow. I love this movie so much. I've seen it probably like 40 times.
Really? Wow. You know, yeah. I saw that. I saw the full movie for the first time like a few years ago.
Oh, okay. So you've seen it fairly recently.
It was fairly recent. I did think it was really good. But like, I remember just seeing like part of it like when I was pretty young.
I saw it in the theater the day it came out.
Wow. But I was pretty young. I remember just seeing a little bit of it. My uncle was watching it on TV. Like, I just saw, like, the end of it. And I remember looking at the credits, and, you know, it was, like, you know, in memory of or whatever. And it just, like, I was like, people died making this movie? Like, that just... I know, but...
The start of the movie.
I know, but, like, just the idea of that just, like, freaked me out, like, so much, like, thinking, like, of someone dying making a movie. And, like, I it was just like this stigma on the movie. Like, I was like afraid to watch it for a long time.
Like, well, don't watch Twilight Zone, the movie, then.
Oh, yeah. I've never seen but. I don't know. I mean, was that stuff actually used in the final cut?
You mean in Twilight Zone or in The Crow?
Well, I thought was, right? Or is it not?
I'm sure it is used in The Crow.
You're pretty sure it is?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure that I've heard that it is used. Although, you know, I've always heard conflicting reports that people say that it's that scene where he, you know, like, when he's like stands up on the table and, you know, when he goes in with all the bad guys. And he says, I see you've made your decision. Now let's see you enforce it. And everyone, like, shoots him at one time. I've heard that that's the scene where it happened.
I thought it was just, like, a one-on-one scene.
It might have been. I mean, I just always heard that it was that other, was the scene where everyone...
I don't know. Like I say, I've only seen it once, so I probably wouldn't remember very clearly anyway.
Well... I was like obsessed with with that shootout scene at the end, because, you know, if there's one thing I love about this movie and movies like it, even though I love it when the main character knows that they can't die, and especially in this, because he's just like messing with people all the time, because he just knows that he can't die. Trying to think of another movie like that.
I definitely know you've said that in regards to The Crow before.
Yeah. But yeah, I mean, I've seen this movie so many times, and it's like it really holds up well. The effects are so cool in it. You know, it's all. What's the guy who directed it? It's like whatever. Alex Proyas. I wanted to say David Goyer for some reason. But Alex Proyas. The movies that he's done, like, kind of had that same kind of feel to it. At least they used to. You know, like this and Dark City. Very similar kind of effects.
Isn't there this, like, this, like, shot, like, this like, the like zooms or flies like out of like this like broken like wall in a side of a building or something.
Yeah, like, yeah.
The beginning.
And that's completely, they had to fake that because he had died by that time, and they had to like take a shot from like his face is kind of like half covered in darkness, and you only see it when the lightning flashes.
Ah.
Like they have to fake it. Yeah, it is a great movie. It's a great movie.
Dang it, why do I always forget to knock at that sword at that point?
It also pretty much has the best 90s soundtrack ever. I saw the soundtrack. You know, I kind of got all my CDs out of storage and put them all in a CD book. I have all the cases and everything, but I have no places to put cases.
I used to put, like, years, like, back when I was, like, actually listening to stuff using the CD itself, I used to put them in a book. But then I noticed that they kind of got a little scuffy looking.
Oh, really?
Yeah, so I stopped doing that. Like, very subtle, but...
Yeah, I mean, it's funny because I haven't like really bought CDs in such a long time, but you know, I go to Goodwill and they're 50 cents.
So, you can't help yourself.
Well, I mean, there's certain ones that I want to... I've been trying to get myself back into, like, listening to entire albums instead of just, like, you know, having everything. It's very much the same way as, you know, having every game available to you.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
You don't, like, listen to the music as much. It's more just, like, in the background.
Mm-hmm.
So... the art of the album is something that's kind of like you don't really experience as much anymore. Super J Man, that's awesome that you're listening to audio cassettes. Like I still have a lot of my high school mixtapes, although I've not listened to them. But you know, I did dig out some of the mixed CDs that I made for my wife before we were married and everything, and they do not hold up very well. I was hoping that they would be so awesome, but I'm like, oh, why did I put this song on here? I was a little disappointed in my ability to make mix CDs 10 years ago, 12 years ago. But some of the mixtapes that I have, I should actually get them on. Okay, so Raijin is saying the Brandon Lee death footage is not in the movie. Some claim it was destroyed. Others claim to own a copy of the footage still.
Interesting.
That's one of those things that, you know...
I mean, it makes sense.
It's one of those, like, pre-internet rumors, you know? It's like the King Kong versus Godzilla alternate endings that people claimed existed for so long before the internet. You know, there was King Kong versus Godzilla. It was back before everybody had this information. People said there's two versions of King Kong versus Godzilla. What, in the Japanese version, Godzilla wins, and in the American version, King Kong wins.
Ooh.
That's interesting. That's interesting. It was destroyed.
It kind of makes sense. I mean, I think, like I said, that was like the idea of that maybe being on film is like part of just what creeped me out about the whole idea of the movie before I really like watched it, you know?
Yeah. It's not 2001 talk. And maybe an unpopular opinion, but it's very much more of a mainstream movie compared to the original. But I really enjoy 2010, the movie of it. It's definitely a bit more Hollywood than 2001 was.
I've not seen that.
It's pretty good. You know, it's got some.
Does it follow up on the plot?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
So it's definitely connected.
Yeah, oh, yes, absolutely. And, yeah, it has Roy Scheider in it. He's Haywood Floyd, who, you know, was also in the original, but he was played by a different actor. It's definitely a bit more... You'd probably like it more than you like the original.
Yeah, I mean, I do want to watch the original again. I want to give it another shot. But, I mean, part of it was just expectations. I mean, I was, you know, it was definitely a special effects movie, but it was like, it was very... I mean, it was just like... I don't know, like, it was just for the sake of looking cool, but, I mean, I know it was more than that, but it just, I just wish that it, more thought to the pacing and watchability of it. I don't know, it just, I did not enjoy the pacing of the movie.
I understand, I can understand that, I mean, and I see that the Super J-Man in the chat says, you wouldn't believe me, but I never fell asleep during 2001. But, I mean, I thought it was, like, I definitely fell asleep during 2001 before I eventually made it through it. Another movie that always made me fall asleep for the longest time that I love now is Blade Runner. That the opening scene during where the interview or the interrogation scene, just like it's paced in such a way, and the sound, it just like makes me so tired. But now I have no problem with it.
I've kind of been in the frame of mind to watch that movie again. I saw it. It wasn't that many years ago. I don't know, probably 5 or 6 years ago.
Oh, Blade Runner?
Yeah, I didn't like it that. I thought it was interesting, but I didn't like it that much at the time. But it's been on my mind a lot lately. I want to watch it again.
Yeah, you definitely should. It's pretty good. I have the director's cut. Or the final cut Blu-ray, which I think is out of print now. It's like five discs or something.
Oh, wow.
Like four different versions of the movie on it or something. There's a sequel coming out.
Yeah, which is...
pretty wild.
Yeah, I mean, it's... I think the very idea of a sequel to Blade Runner is controversial.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
I mean, more so than I would say any other movie... I mean, just because of the nature of how it ends, you know? I mean, it's kind of not supposed to have a sequel.
Right. Yeah, I'm saying he's never successfully sat through it. I can understand that. I can understand. But that the interrogation scene at the beginning, I used to always fall asleep during that part.
Fall asleep in the very beginning of the movie, huh?
Yeah, I mean... If you watch it again, you'll see what I mean. It's just, it's very, very deliberately slow paced. Lots of like weird close ups of eyeballs and stuff like that.
I don't quite remember.
A pretty cool soundtrack. Yeah. Oh, well, then there's Super J-Man saying his favorite movie of all time is Commando. Hey, you know, a little appearance in this Night Trap.
Yeah, I mean, it's subtle. You'll have to keep an eye out for it.
Yep.
Commando Commando is a pick I can get behind.
Yes. Absolutely. You know, I saw Commando in the drive-in.
Really? Wow, I've never seen a movie on a drive-in.
Oh, man. See, we used to go all the time. I saw a lot of cool movies at the drive-in when I was a kid. I saw Spaceballs at the drive-in.
Oh, wow.
What did I see at the drive-in? I saw Big Trouble in Little China at the drive-in.
Oh, man.
It's also another one of my favorite movies.
That is a fantastic movie.
I loved it as a kid, but I think that I really started to appreciate the humor when I was in college. Because it's a really funny movie. Oh. And it's funny because of Kurt Russell.
Oh, yeah.
Because he's like... he honestly has no idea what's going on the entire movie.
Doing better in my last fight.
You're making some good progress, though, it seems like. But Commando is an amazing thing. I'm happy that it's in the Night Trap. Because we had to pick a movie that's on VHS from the era.
I mean, I don't know. I mean, you know, it took so much longer for movies to go to home video. I don't know if at the time that the Nemo was being developed that...
Oh.
it would have been released yet on home video or not.
Yeah.
And it's not a print from that time either, because there is a 1990 written on it, but whatever. We did the best we could.
Yeah, exactly. Sci-Fi is working in a TV adaptation of 3001 of The Final Odyssey. Interesting. So they skipped, like, the, what is it, 2063? So do you know anything about 3001, the last book?
Book?
Written about.
I know there was a book series.
Well, yeah. I mean, it's based on a book. I mean, I guess the book and the movie were kind of written together.
Oh, okay. No, I had no idea.
And it's so funny because, like, the last one is like 3001, and the main character is I mean, I don't know if you even remember about 2001, but you remember the one guy that gets knocked away and, like, floats into space.
No.
Like makes him fall, like bumps him so he floats into space, like floats away and, you know, completely disconnected. Well, no. He like floats into space and he like freezes. And he's like found. He's like the main character.
Like 1,000 years later.
Yes.
Wow.
Hellcat's thing, yeah. And it, like, you know, the air flies out and pushes them into space. Okay, it's 2061. It's like the last one.
So how many books are there?
4.
And they're making 3001 now?
Which is the last one, yeah.
Interesting.
That's what, I mean... I'm assuming he said sci-fi. I'm assuming that he means sci-fi.
Oh, so it's like a direct-to-TV.
Yeah.
Why am I trying to destroy that?
Is this level 4?
Yeah.
You just, like, run in from everybody, because, I mean, why not? It's probably, you're better off just...
That's what it seems like in a lot of situations in this game.
Yeah, slow down, huh? So the OSSC 1.6, that's like a new version of the hardware, isn't it?
Oh, I don't know.
Pretty sure that it has, like, some additions to it, like audio.
Oh, I know that there's some sort of integrated audio something.
Yeah, there's a board for that. Those bombs are useless.
Yeah.
And you literally put those bombs on there. So the OSSC 1.6 has built-in audio and HDMI out.
But don't you have to, like, construct it yourself? Like, he won't sell a pre-constructed version with audio on HDMI?
I thought that was the case. I thought that's the reason he didn't have it in there before.
What's this guy going to do?
You're up there. How many continues do you have?
Maybe 2 or 3. I'm definitely making progress.
Good. So 1.6 will definitely have HDMI. Thinks that Matt is just going to go for it. Matt Buxton is
just going to risk it?
Yeah.
Does anyone actually go after anyone for the HDMI licensing stuff? I mean, really? Oh, there's stuff.
People, 4K signal without the upscale. Yeah, I mean, I use my, I have the internal version of the previous, of the Capex HD cap, which is, you know, not the X-Capture 1, but the previous internal version. It only does up to 1080i. And it's good to have just in case you need to get some raw 240p capture.
Oh, I got those stupid bombs again.
Yeah, Torgo Gorgo says it's easier to take on some enemies before, as they appear on screen, before scrolling ahead far enough for others to appear. Take them one or two at a time.
Oh no!
We'll send you all the way back to the beginning.
I don't know. It's probably going to put me at the start of this 4-2. Yeah. I thought it would let me go into that gap, but. I mean, obviously, I'm sure that would be it would be better in a lot of cases, but some enemies, like, I just seem to do so bad on them that I just find it's easier to just rush through the area.
Yeah.
I take less damage that way in some cases.
We do want to do like kind of a capture card video, but I want to do like a complete capturing video.
Be a bit of an undertaking.
Yes, but I think it would be something that would be incredibly useful for a lot of people.
Right. Not so much about, I mean, yes, about particular capture cards, but also like just general info in addition to that.
Yeah, like codecs and stuff like that.
These are really, it's just choosing a sword or whatever.
It, you know, it didn't even thunderstorm. That is supposed to happen, but I think it's going to happen at 4 a.m. now or something. No, now it's saying 11.
Oh, it's that thing dropped health.
5 a.m., 6 a.m. Just as long as... as long as it doesn't flood our basement. I was telling Dryer earlier that my basement flooded yesterday morning. And we got a bunch of stuff installed because it had flooded before last summer. We got all this stuff installed to prevent it from happening again. And it's still kind of flooded. It just started coming in through like holes in the floor. Because, you know, the sewer system, not the sewer system, but like the drainage, because we're so close to the Ohio River that it causes flooding anyways. And the flooding was a lot less bad than it normally is, or than it was before we had all the precautions put in. But I was so afraid of it flooding so bad that it killed our furnace and hot water heater. Any chance of hosting a Mario Kart 8 Deluxe tournament live stream? You know, I think that that is something that if I had Mario Kart 8, that could have happened today.
I was actually, after I already decided on Shadow of the Ninja, I kind of thought, oh, maybe we could have done that. But then I was like, you know, my internet connection on YouTube doesn't always work that great. So I thought that'd be a little risky.
I mean, if I had the game, I mean, like, if we could get some other people together, I think that's something we could do some week. Yeah. I think that'd be a lot of fun.
Why don't we do it next week?
I've ordered the game, but Amazon is like, not going to have it in stock until like middle of the month.
Oh, really?
Yeah. And I'm not going to get it without the Prime deal.
Oh, man, that's a shame.
But I think that'd be a lot of fun. I mean, it'd be something we don't really do. It'd be pretty cool. don't die here.
Yeah, this is going to be a little tough. There's a chance I might just have to... Oh, that thing! Oh, that's kind of funny. It's a little weird. Okay.
I don't have the Best Buy Gamers Club, mainly because the closest Best Buy is like... minutes probably to get to.
Oh, actually, those bombs do a lot of damage. Seems like those could be useful if used right.
Yeah, but you gotta be so close to use them.
Well, but rolls a bit.
Oh, I see.
Well, none of those hit this guy.
Adam, say I can do that for you right now. How would you like that? Let me find the tape measure. From the bottom of it to, like, the height of a start cable.
Whoa.
The benefits of being on the left. Alright. Show you here. So you're talking like from the base to right here about? The light is up here. Looks like just under 4 inches. And that's with one of the, like a heavier duty, SCART cable on it.
This guy's really hard to hit.
I'm sorry that it looks like really, really... I know. It's like such a bad view that everyone's seeing here. It's like the back of my head. Yep, you should totally be good. That I'm gonna say, so. Oh, yeah. You're going to be totally fine. Usually I'm over there, so it doesn't be able to get up and do that, but I'm on the laptop, I might as well, right? Oh, look at this guy.
Yeah, he's not that complicated, but...
Does he... Yeah, so you have to hit him a few times before he starts losing health?
Yeah. Like, he's just got more health than they display.
I hate when that kind of stuff, when games do that. First Breath of Fire did that, where you'd get down to, like, a sliver of health, and then it would just stay at a sliver for a really long time until they died. So I'm saying this game has 16 stages. Probably, like...
Three. I mean, it's like there's like five areas. You know what? What if just for the heck of it, since there's only like 8 minutes left, what if I pop in Mario Kart 8 and just play a circuit?
Sure.
Why not?
Have you played it yet?
No.
All right.
I haven't even opened it. I'm going to do an unboxing here on stream. Hold on, I'm going to need something sharper to get into this.
Since I'm on my laptop, maybe I'll walk around a little bit. Look at this thing. Are you on the two up? the two of both of us on full screen? Or no? I don't even know how to play this thing, but I couldn't resist it for $5 at the St. Vincent. You never know. Maybe I can learn how to play it. Got this Casio SK1 sampling keyboard. Maybe I'll learn how to play.
Sure, if there's a button that you can push on the Pro Controller to turn the switch on or not.
You can by holding down the home button.
You hold it?
You'll get a really quick, faint little vibration.
Oh, okay, it's on. And let me, Oh, look at that. All right. I've already got a 16x9 window set up here.
Really?
How convenient. I don't know if I've turned on my Switch since I beat Zelda, actually. Because after I did that, I moved straight on into... I moved straight on into the Switchers episode.
Well, Zelda's still in there. Yeah.
Oh, wow. That was fast that popped up there. Like I like pushed the game inside. Now I looked up at my TV and it was already there. I guess the friend code is only on a. I'm not gonna bother with friend codes right now. I'm just gonna do an offline race. I mean, I haven't even. Mm-hmm. You know, this is the first time I'm playing the game. I don't have my. Oh no, do. Copy me for. I can surely change this later, right?
Yep, there's no patches for it though, that's encouraging.
Well, but I mean, they might have to do it later, like, especially since it's an online game.
Yeah.
Oh wow, they've got. They've got 200cc unlocked from the beginning and mirror and everything.
Yeah, everything's gonna be.
And I guess all the characters are available too. I guess the only two new ones are the Inklings.
Yeah.
I'll do the Inklings, just for fun. The Inkling boys look so stupid. Oh, you can change colors here.
Oh wow, so everybody gets unlocked right away. That's cool.
Wonder. Oh wow, that's kind of a cool cart, the Splatoon cart.
Wow, lots of vehicles too. So I wonder if they added any vehicles.
Oh no, I'm sure they might have. Well, they definitely added some Splatoon stuff. Well, let's just. I haven't played this in a while, so let alone this version. I don't even know what buttons I'm supposed to be hitting. I'm guessing A is accelerate.
So you ordered this from Amazon? Because I think Adam Zay said that he ordered it back in January and he still hasn't received it.
Yeah, I think that's when I ordered it.
Apparently, someone was talking about the assistive driving.
Oh yeah, I understand that's something you can turn. Oh yeah, you can turn that off. here. Tilt controls off. Yeah, I don't know why it's on by default. I did read about that, though.
You can carry two items in this, right?
Yeah. I wonder if you can drag items.
Does that change that?
Like, you can, you, in the original version, you couldn't hold items behind you to protect yourself, which was really weird, and I don't know if that has changed. And they added a third level of power sliding. I know that.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
So I wonder if it's the, you think it's like the best, most definitive Mario Kart game?
I mean, I really like Mario Kart Wii. I just like the way it controls the best.
Yeah.
Oh, you can't drag, you can drag shells now. Oh, that's huge to me. That makes a big difference, I think. Like, that was the most disappointing thing to me.
I thought you could drag them in the other version.
No, it was the first Mario Kart where you could not drag items. I'm pretty sure the only one that you couldn't, I'm pretty sure Double Dash let you do that, even though Double Dash had a different setup. That is huge, that you can drag items now. That was the thing that disappointed me the most. Well, other than the battle mode was crap. But I've always preferred racing to battle mode, but I am looking forward to trying out the new battle mode. I'm dragging a banana. Oh, yeah, that makes a big difference. Very happy about that.
Yeah, you couldn't drag items in the first game.
Yeah, you could.
Really?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure. Pretty sure. Can't you? Oh, you can lay them. That's right. You lay them. You hold down and you lay them.
Makes you wonder, though. I mean, usually, like, the Mario Kart games come out, like, about a year into the lifespan or so.
Year and you or wonder two. Yeah.
If they're going to have another Mario Kart game on the Switch.
Yeah, I mean, I feel like they
probably don't need to.
I mean, maybe. I mean, I guess they could just add DLC to this one.
Yeah.
I mean, I feel like they could.
We've never more than one per platform.
Yeah, I mean, I feel like in this case,
it'll just sell forever.
Yeah, I mean this game is already really good. Obviously, I mean, unless they think of like something really to change up, you know.
Yeah.
But I mean, especially now that they say what?
Bartman in the chat is saying that you could totally drag items in the Wii U version.
No, you couldn't. You cannot drag items. Unless they patch that in later. That you definitely could not. I'm like positive.
I don't know.
You hold.
I don't know, you should try it.
You held items. Maybe I will. Maybe I'll do that right after this. I swear you cannot drag items in that version.
I don't know. We got now. Super J-Man's agreeing with him.
So now someone's agreeing with me.
Yeah. Okay. QE is saying try is right. He's playing it right now.
I'm tempted to like pause in the middle of this race and prove it.
I don't remember. Although, you know, that was...
I'm going to do it right now. I'm going to stop and build this race. I'm going to do it right now.
It's your first race, though, on here. You can't...
No.
It's kind of like...
I mean, I'm going to finish it, but I'm going to switch over to the Wii U.
I always have a thing, you know, with, you know, fighting games, when I buy, if I like the occasional fighting game that I buy, like I got to win my first match that I'm playing. So it kind of sets the standard for the future. If I lose my first one, it's not going to be very good at the game. Bartman's watching a video. The Wii U version right now. I'm no longer live here.
Mario Kart
8! How's the sound quality in here? Does it sound like...
sound echoey? Well, on your...
like back in my studio.
The Kirby Amiibo on my Mii. Which is like really goofy because it's got like Kirby's face on the back. I don't even remember what vehicle I really used.
Doesn't matter. I have to figure out.
Let's go shell or a banana.
What if you're wrong?
I will be so mad if I'm wrong, because I feel so positive that I remember that as being this like horrible change. Well, the triple bananas don't count. Unless they patched it at some point, but I feel like that would be a pretty big thing to patch.
Yeah.
Okay, I've got a single shell. Why am I holding it behind me? Oh, I remember what I was thinking. I remember now. I remember what I was thinking. You hold the item, but it doesn't take it out of your inventory. You used to be able to...
Right, okay.
So now that they added the double item, you can hold an item and get a new item. That's the difference.
Okay.
I remember what the... That was because, like, part of the strategy was always, you know, you could defend yourself... and still get a new item. And so now it's like, well, if you're defending yourself forever, like, are you might never get a new item, you know?
Yeah, yeah.
And it was always kind of like, eh. But now the double item makes it so that it's the same. So I was okay. Wrong, but I was thinking of the right thing, sort of.
Do you feel like this version looks a lot better?
I mean, it definitely looks sharper. I mean, it's 1080p.
It was 720p?
Yeah.
On the Wii.
You know, I know Digital Foundry has always talked about how the Wii U version actually runs at, I think, 59 frames a second. So there's like a missing frame every second.
Right.
And like, people like it. John Linneman are like, yeah, this is pure 60. But, like, I know, like, people like John Linneman are really sensitive to that, but I never noticed the missing frame.
It's one of those things that I think if you see it, you'll never be able to unsee it.
Yeah, but I mean, I've always known about it because I read that article, like, you know, early on, I guess. But I never noticed it. See, I'm holding a banana. I've got a backup banana now.
A banana.
Oh, banana. I just noticed that she turns into a... I never noticed before that she turns into a squid when she does the trick jump. Well, sometimes anyway. Maybe not always. Oh, no, that shell hit me even though I'm pretty sure I was holding the banana.
Oh, I have no idea what the 20 out of 5 even goes for now.
Oops. I should have held on to that.
I do wonder. $400, $500. How much did you pay for your 20 out of 5?
Is it a $300 or $350? I mean, I think the guy got me a deal on it, too.
Yeah.
I mean, not a huge deal, but I mean, I think it was not a lot more than he paid for it, I think.
I'm gonna crank up the stream settings on these things.
Oh crap! Whew. That was close. I can't believe that.
I think about that, you know, that they're going to make online pay for on here. This seems like.
Yeah, it's crazy for Nintendo. Like, the thing that worries me about, like, I'm willing to pay for it, but the thing that worries me is that, like, a lot of my friends might not pay for it.
Right. It's, I don't know if I'm.
I know. So. Like, that just kind of makes me sad. I feel if they do the right incentives, though, like if they're talking about these, you know, these retro games that you can play online, like if they do that right, then, you know, maybe a lot of people will buy into it.
Right.
Although, you know, people are already concerned about that because I believe they seem to indicate that they were going to, I think you could only play that particular game for free for 1 month.
Weird. Well, it'll be kind of a bummer. I mean, I think that people love playing like Smash and this online.
I know. I mean, Splatoon like got huge.
Right. That's probably why they feel like they can charge for it.
Probably. I mean, you know, Jimmy Hoppe told me that in Japan, used Wii U sells for more than a used PS4 because of Splatoon.
So crazy. Are you definitely going to get the second one?
Oh, yeah. I mean, if for no other reason, then I mean, obviously it'll have a new campaign, you know? I mean, I didn't play a whole ton of the original. I enjoyed it. I mean, the campaign wasn't anything amazing until the final battle. The final battle was worth the whole thing. Like, the final battle was just amazing. Great music, too.
Yeah.
But, like, I had hopes that the campaign was going to be more kind of like a Nintendo Ratchet and Clank almost. It definitely wasn't quite that elaborate, but it was fun. Like I say, it wasn't quite that elaborate until the final battle. The final battle is like the most bonkers thing ever.
Really?
It is so insane. Huh?
I wonder how much it sells for.
I'm sure it's $60. Like, yeah. The campaign is pretty tame but fun. It's just you know, it doesn't have like any like crazy like set pieces or anything. It's just pretty basic. But the last level is insane. Like it's just got this amazing music in it too.
I didn't even think about getting it because of the mainly multiplayer focus of it.
Yeah, I mean the campaign is fine. The campaign's not worth $60 really, but I'm kind of curious because apparently the final Splatfest, the results of that like have influenced the Splatoon 2 storyline.
Really?
Yeah. Like it was, you know, I'm sure you've seen the two like idol stars that are like kind of the mascots of the game.
Yeah.
Well, like the final Splatfest, which I didn't participate in, but the final Splatfest was Callie versus Marie. Like who was the best?
Yeah.
And apparently the result of that has something to do with the storyline for the second game.
He's like who's going to be the main character of the next one.
I guess or who's going to like play a bigger role in the story or what direction. I don't know. I have no idea, but that's interesting. All right, well, I got first place with 3 stars on my first run. I feel like
that's a good way to start. You're setting the tone.
It's a good start. Good start.
Was that 150 cc?
Yeah. So that should give me the trophy for all the ones underneath. Yeah. See, it shows for all of them.
Interesting. It has a wireless place so you can play from Switch to Switch.
Oh, where does it show that?
It was just on the main menu. There.
Oh. I wonder if you can do it with only one copy of the game.
Doubtful.
What would wireless play 1P be?
I don't know.
Maybe 2 players on 1 Switch? Well, maybe. I'll say 1 player and see what happens. Create room. Interesting. Huh. I don't know. I'll have to look into that. Does anyone know if you can? I don't think the Switch has like a system function for like downloading a local anything.
It says 1 player means on that specific Switch.
Okay.
So I think you can play Switch to Switch, but you can play 2 players on each Switch.
Okay. That sounds cool. But I'm sure everyone has to, like, own the game.
I'm assuming so, yeah.
Well, my favorite thing that has ever happened in my time playing Mario Kart 8 was we did a community multiplayer night on the Backloggery stream. Maybe a year ago or so.
Mm-hmm.
And somehow we got I think it's like 12 people can play at once online. And we somehow coordinated all 12 people that were in the room. We somehow got them all to choose Cat Peach, all to choose the same cart. So everyone looked identical. So it was 12 Cat Peaches on the race. And it was the most hilarious thing I've ever seen in my life. And the best thing when you're at the starting line or anytime you honk your horn, like the people near you, like turn and look at you. And I didn't even know about this until then, but if you honk at the starting line, then like everyone, like their cart jumps and then they turn and look at you. And so I was like at the last starting point, I was at the place 12 at the starting line. And so I honk my horn and then there's 11 Cat Peaches like jumping up in unison, turning around and looking at me. It was hilarious. It was one of the best things I've ever seen in a multiplayer game. But I guess there's truly nothing to unlock.
It's true.
I need to import my Mii. I think you can use an amiibo, I think, to copy a Mii
onto the amiibo and then
onto the amiibo and then transfer it elsewhere.
Is it hard to do that? Because I've never done it.
I wonder what happens if I. Oh wait, where do I scan my amiibo?
I gotta figure out how to do it right now.
I want to see if my Breath of the Wild amiibo. Oh, could you use the?
So you have all the amiibo.
Oh, okay. You can use the Pro Controller, huh?
You can use the amiibo suits right off the bat.
Well, but you have to use the amiibo to unlock
it. Oh, really?
Yeah, I'm gonna try it right now.
Looks like they're all unlocked right there, though.
Yeah. Oh, see, it put a check mark next to it.
I see.
I think it's the photo button.
You gonna scan them all?
I think that would be a little boring. do I have all of those?
I don't know.
Oh, I don't have Sonic. I don't have Sonic. I don't have Pac-Man. I don't have Donkey Kong. I think I can do all the others, though.
I'll have to, when I'm at your house next month for a couple hours.
Oh, are you going to bring your Switch with you?
Yeah, I might as well. I'll scan all of your amiibos into my game.
Yeah. But yeah, I don't. Do you have Pac-Man and Sonic?
I do.
Do you have Donkey Kong? You do have Donkey Kong?
I don't.
Oh.
But you have everybody else, so neither one of us has Donkey Kong.
Yeah. Well, is that going to do it for this week?
Yeah, it's going to do it for this week, I think. Hopefully the episode will be... Night Trap documentary will be very, very soon. I mean,
it's kind of in Sony's hands.
Yeah. And I gotta borrow get the build, but I mean, literally once I get the newest build of the game to capture footage from it, we're talking 2 hours max at a time.
Yeah, I mean, you're gonna have to play through the game.
Yeah, but I mean, I don't even play through the whole game.
Yeah.
So I'm pretty sure he has a save file that has everything unlocked that I can show him.
Of course, that is if it's compatible with the new build.
Well, we'll see what happens. I think it'll be okay.
What's Mario Kart TV?
What I really wanted to do was release it tomorrow. But that's obviously not going to happen now. It's all in Sony's hands.
Did it automatically make some videos of my stuff, of what I was just playing?
Maybe.
What's it doing?
I don't know.
It's got some replay of my not necessarily impressive race.
That's cool, though.
Oh, I can... I can, like, make it go slow-mo.
Yeah.
Change angles. Okay, well.
It's just, like, highlights, it looks like.
Yeah. All right, well.
All right.
That'll do it. Hopefully... see the episode this week, but no promises.
For people to see it.
If you see a PlayStation blog post go up hopefully it will be out almost immediately after that.
Unless I don't have the unit or the test.
Unless you don't get your footage by then. But
yeah.
Here's hoping.
Yeah.
All right. Good night, everyone.
Good night.